All right, buckle up, everyone, because we are diving deep into this year's Hughes Super Bowl trophy competition.
And you've come to the right place because we're going to give you the inside scoop, like all the juicy details, before the games even begin this weekend with that Super Wild Card weekend.
So for anyone who might be new to the HSBT, this is the 37th year running.
37 years.
It's basically this prediction competition where we pick who wins each playoff game, AD, the exact score.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? You've got to nail those scores.
Exactly. Those points are worth more each round. So, like, those Super Bowl predictions, those are the big ones.
Oh, absolutely. Bragging rights are on the line.
They really are. And, you know, we've got 10 people playing this year.
10! A record!
I know, right?
Yeah.
So much competition. It'll be fun to see how it all shakes out.
Definitely, yeah. And speaking of competition, we've got some new blood.
Oh, yeah. The rookies. City Kid and The Chosen One.
What a pair of names, huh?
I know, right?
So, City Kid, he's following in his father's footsteps.
Yeah, Ben the Butler, right?
That's the one. But word on the street is that City Kid is a much different player.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he's a master strategist. You know, thinks everything out, really analyzes those matchups.
Interesting. That could be a big advantage, especially as we get deeper into the playoffs and those points get even bigger.
Totally. And then we've got The Chosen One, the youngest HSBT player ever.
Only 10 years old?
And you believe it.
It's crazy. Do you think he can hold his own against these seasoned veterans?
Well, he's got Greg the Great in his corner.
Right. The Greg the Great. I mean, talk about a mentor.
The best. Right.
The guy created the HSBT website. By the way, if you want to check it out, it's www.hussbt.com.
Seriously, go check it out.
So much information on there. Mm-hmm. All the stats, all the history.
All the juicy details.
But okay, back to The Chosen One. Being mentored by Greg the Great, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, Greg is like walking, talking HSBT knowledge. Plus, you know, kids, they see things differently.
You're right. They have this fresh perspective, unburdened by like all the conventional wisdom.
Exactly. It's going to be really interesting to see what The Chosen One brings to the table. And speaking of interesting, did you notice that both The Chosen One and The Commish are going to be in Seattle at the same time?
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, starting January 12th. It's kind of strange, right?
That is a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be doing some, like, secret strategy sessions or something.
Who knows? Maybe they'll be huddled up coming up with some top secret plan. I guess we'll find out.
This season just got even more interesting.
It did.
And don't worry, even though the commission's going to be out of town, he's still going to be posting those weekly standings.
Yeah, he takes his role very seriously, even when he's on the move.
And speaking of taking things seriously, let's talk about how this whole HSBT thing actually works. I mean, it's not just about picking the winning team, is it?
No, no, no. It's all about that exact score. And those points, they get bigger and bigger with each round.
Yeah, that's what makes it so intense, especially in those later rounds. Every point becomes precious.
Every point is gold. And let me tell you, I've seen people do some crazy things trying to get those points. Like, one year, someone submitted Chicago 24 SF.
Wait, they forgot the other half of the score.
Completely blanked.
Wow, that's a recipe for a goose egg.
A big, fat zero.
Ouch.
Yeah, those little details, those oversights, or those crazy gambles, that's what makes the HSBT so unpredictable and so much fun to watch.
You're right. It's a game of strategy, but there's also this element of chance. And like you said, it really reflects each player's personality.
It really does, yeah. So we've talked about the rookies, the scoring, and now let's get into the heart of it all, the veterans, the players who have seen it all and are coming back for more.
Yeah, so let's start with the reigning champ.
JTB.
Right. He took the trophy from Comeback Kid last year, you know, after Comeback Kid had it for 3 years straight.
3-peat, yeah. So the big question is, can JTB hold on to it this year with 9 other players all gunning for that top spot?
Especially with Comeback Kid out for revenge.
Oh, yeah. I hear the trash talk has already started. Comeback Kid is known for being, well, a little bold with his predictions. And he's definitely not afraid to take risks.
Even if it means racking up a few goose eggs along the way.
Exactly. Remember, he holds the record for the most 0-point games.
Which makes you wonder, is he just unlucky? Or is there, like, a method to his madness?
Right. Maybe he's going for those high-risk, high-reward upsets, hoping to score a massive point haul.
It's what makes him such a fascinating player to watch. You just never know what he's going to do.
Definitely keeps things interesting. Then you've got Henrico 5. Oh, he's practically HSBT royalty at this point.
8 trophies to his name.
8. He's the model of consistency. Doesn't always go for the flashiest picks, but he's always racking up points steadily throughout the playoffs.
Which is a smart strategy in this game, especially with those points increasing each round. You got to be in it for the long haul.
Exactly. And then there's Greg the Great, the data-driven mastermind behind the whole thing.
UOG.
He was the first to break 1,000 points in a season back in 2015. And he holds the record for the highest single-game score, a whopping 684 points during the Super Bowl.
684. That's insane. What's his secret? Does he, like, have some supercomputer that analyzes every stat?
Well, he did create the HSDT website and that entire database, so I wouldn't be surprised. He definitely understands the power of information.
He's turned data into an art form.
Truly.
So we've got JTB defending his title, comeback kid looking for redemption, Enrico 5-0 quietly dominating, and Greg the Great while being Greg the Great.
And let's not forget all the other players bringing their A game to the table. This season is going to be epic.
I can't wait.
And here's what's cool. For you watching at home, we've talked about the rookies, the scoring, and now the veterans. So as you're watching the games and the scores roll in, think about the strategies.
Yeah, like, is City Kid playing it safe? Is Comeback Kid going for broke? Is Greg the Great's data working its magic?
It's almost like you're a detective trying to figure out the minds of these HSBT masterminds.
And don't forget, the first set of predictions are due this Saturday, January 11th, by 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
No exceptions. The commish is very strict about deadlines.
That 25-point penalty for late submissions can really hurt you in the long run.
Oh, yeah. So as we head into this electrifying HSBT season, we want to leave you with one final thought. You've heard all the background, all the stats, all the potential for upsets and comebacks. Now it's your turn to play armchair analyst.
Exactly.
Who do you think has the edge this year? Look at the players, their histories, their styles. Maybe the answer is obvious. Or maybe a dark horse is about to emerge.
Maybe someone completely unexpected will surprise us all. You know, it's funny, as we've been talking about all these guys, the rookies, the veterans, the champ, it's really hit me that, like, the HSBT is about way more than just, you know, picking games.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a whole, like, a whole community thing.
It really is. It's this awesome mix of, like, competition and, you know, just hanging out with your friends. Like, you've got fathers and sons going head-to-head, friends, you know, trying to outdo each other. And then, like, this whole online community, you know, everyone's making predictions and analyzing everything.
It really shows you the power of, like, friendly competition, right?
It does.
Even with all the trash talk and the bragging rights, everyone, you know, respects the game and appreciates it.
And the history, right. I mean, think about it. This thing has been going for, like, 37 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That's almost four decades of memories and rivalries and, like, these legendary moments that have become part of HSBT, you know, lore.
And this year, we're going to see a whole new chapter added to that story.
Exactly. Like, will JTB keep his title? Can Comeback Kid get back on top? Or will one of the rookies just, you know, come out of nowhere and blow everyone away?
It's going to be wild.
I'm really curious to see how City Kid does with his whole strategic approach, you know, going up against someone like Comeback Kid, who's just so unpredictable.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we can't forget about the chosen one, the youngest player ever, learning from the best, Greg the Great.
What a pair.
I know.
Yeah.
It's those, like, individual stories, those personal journeys that make the HSBT so, I don't know, so captivating.
It's true.
It's not just a competition. It's like we're watching these players evolve, you know?
Yeah, their strategies and, like, their whole HSBT legacy is just growing and changing over time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, as we're heading into Super Wildcard Weekend, remember, you're not just, like, betting on games.
Right.
You're becoming a part of something, like, bigger.
Yeah.
This whole community of fans,
yeah,
you know, getting into this battle of strategy.
And you're adding to a legacy that's been going on for generations.
And who knows? Maybe, just maybe, you'll be the one holding up that trophy at the end.
And getting your name etched in HSBT history.
But even if you don't, the real fun is, like, the journey, the competition, the friendships, the love of the game.
So true.
So go out there, everyone, make your picks, get ready for some surprises, and, you know, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Because in the HSBT, it's not always about winning. It's about the stories we create along the way. Good luck to all the players, and may the best predictor win.